Hi there. The word for today is unfriendship. Proverbs 18, verse 24, Solomon says, a man of too many friends comes to ruin. With few exceptions, your success in life depends on your ability to establish and maintain relationships with the right people. According to a report by the American Management Association, the overwhelming consensus of 200 managers who participated in a survey was that the most important skill an executive can have is his or her ability to get along with people. They rated this ability as more vital than intelligence, decisiveness, knowledge, or even job skills. And quite frankly, none of us makes very many true friends in life, or at least we'd better not. Solomon warns, a man of too many friends comes to ruin. You see, real friendship requires time, energy, sacrifice, and investing yourself. And not every so-called friend will prove to be one. As Jeremiah warned King Zedekiah, Jeremiah 38, verse 22, they misled you and overcame you, those trusted friends of yours. Your feet are sunk in the mud, and your friends have deserted you. The wrong friend will betray you, as Judas proved with Jesus. So here's a good rule of thumb. Be friendly to everyone, but don't have everyone as a friend. Solomon said, Proverbs 12, verse 26, the godly give good advice to their friends, but the wicked lead them astray. Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, put it like this, a man is known by the company he shuns, as well as the company he keeps. The Hebrew word for choose is T-U-R-T-E-R, and in the Old Testament it refers to a man like a surveyor who searches out land. So if you're wise, you'll explore and evaluate your friendships before you enter into them. You say, but I'm lonely. As George Washington put it, it's better to be alone than to be in bad company. And that's the word for you today.